This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I do not want to see Nancy to come back as speaker. I want the next speaker to come from California. I just don't want it to be Nancy. I want it to be me.
Yeah. Will Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans get that chance? The House set to leave town today for its annual late summer recess with a number of items still looming on the Hill. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is with me, sir, and thanks for coming back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back with you.
You've got a theme here called Better Off Now. Is that what you're selling before midterms?
Well, really, what we're talking about is how the economy is getting better and why the economy is getting better because of what we've done working with President Trump to cut taxes, to create jobs, to get all these crazy radical regulations that were killing jobs, to finally bring sanity to the regulation process, and to stand up for our men and women in uniform, to properly fund defense. We passed a resolution last week to stand up for our ICE agents. They're the people that are keeping our country safe from drug dealers and terrorists. And, of course, Democrats want to abolish ICE. They want to get rid of those people that are keeping our country safe, and they voted against cutting taxes. They actually want to raise taxes. So that's the contrast that we're going to be facing.
There is a contrast there. You're right about that. You're also pushing for tax reform 2.0. You say you'll vote on it in September. I don't think the Senate's going to take it up, but I guess you would have a message to sell the voters before midterms. What does 2.0 look like then?
Well, what it looks like is we cut taxes last year. It's working incredibly well. President Trump signed it into law right around Christmas. And look at all the jobs that we're seeing created. More people are actually looking for workers than there are people looking for jobs. So let's keep the economy moving. Some of those tax cuts are set to expire in a few years. What we're saying is it's working well. Let's make the tax cuts permanent. That's what Chairman Brady and his committee are working on and what we will vote on in September. We'll pass it out of the House. Frankly, a lot of those Democrats who voted no ought to now vote yes, because families are seeing more money in their pockets. They're actually seeing raises from their employer. Let's lock that in, and the Senate ought to take it up and pass it as well.
I know you see it as a selling opportunity. We'll see how voters respond to that. But I saw something in this 2.0, universal savings accounts, where an American can take up to $5,500 tax-free and use it for anything. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Yeah, what we want to do is encourage more people to save, allow them to save more. Look at what we just passed on health savings accounts, where families are using this, by the way, more than twice the number of Americans use health savings accounts than are registered on Obamacare, and they've got that mandate with the failed Obamacare. Let's encourage more people to use health savings accounts, to invest in their 401k. We're going to bring up more bills like that to help give Americans more control of their money.
The retirement pile for so many Americans. It's not good enough for so many. And there's got to be a change there. So obviously you're seeing something on that as well.
We want to encourage more savings, and this will help more Americans have control of their money, not Washington.
Last topic. Impeachment proceedings, maybe they drop today in the House. If so, they're going to have to act fast. Do you support what some members of the conservative wing of the Republican in the House are doing?
If you look at what Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes have been doing, they've been fighting to get more information from the Justice Department. And frankly, it's mind-boggling that justice won't comply. They ought to want to work with us to root out the bad apples. And if putting impeachment on the table as one more tool gets them to finally comply with the subpoenas from Congress, we need to make sure that they do their job and they comply and they show the American people exactly what's going on. People want to know what is going on to root out the bad apples at the FBI. What are they doing to hold people accountable for what happened in this investigation that we've exposed? Let's get that information. All they need to do is turn over the documents and everything will be fine.
So if this came up for a vote, you'd support them? You'd vote yes?
I would.
To impeach
Rosenstein. Well, right now, Rosenstein has not done his job in complying with Congress. What we're saying is, here is a tool that Congress still has. Go do your job and comply so we don't have to get to this. It's all up to him.
Well, this is the pushback from the House. And as Congressman Scalise says, it is up to him. It's up to the Justice Department to be cooperative and to understand that they're under the purview of Congress. It is their responsibility by we the people to make sure that there's oversight over the FBI.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in and being on the team to get this country back on track. Not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's a nuts thing. The United States of America. Welcome. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek joins us now. Liz is a columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, the horns are blasting. It is official. The economic growth rate hit 4.1% for second quarter, the highest for Trump. And how long has it been since we've seen a 4.1% growth?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is, you know, really it is cause for celebration. And I had to laugh out loud when I saw the announcement and there's a blast on my iPad from Washington Post saying, you know, basically saying the number's great, but economists warn it could be a blip. You know, it's sort of like, don't take this seriously, folks. Let's figure out some reason why this is not happening. It is happening. And will it stay at 4.1? I have no idea. But if we're talking about 3+% real growth, and your listeners should understand, this is not including inflation. So the actual nominal growth rate is probably close to 7% or,
wow,
you know, 6.5. We haven't seen these numbers in a long time. And the thing is, what people on the left are going to try to do is dismiss it, that the Post's cautionary tone came from the fact that there was a surge in soybean exports in the second quarter, which is totally true because the Chinese were buying up ahead of the tariffs being placed on soybeans. That's fine. But there's always something, right? There's always something that kind of skews the numbers. And the truth is, the numbers I'm looking at, things like inventories. Inventories are low across the economy. At least that's the latest reading I've seen. That argues for a very strong third quarter. And all the data that's coming in suggests the third quarter is going to be a barn burner, too. So, you know, if you and I would agree that the midterm elections are going to hang a lot on what the economy looks like, you know, this is great news.
Yeah, you just heard another thump, and that was, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
The stereo sound of heads, you know, hitting the ground as they passed out over this number, because what can they take to the people?
Well, what they're trying to take is, first of all, talking about anything but the economy. I mean, they'd rather talk about Russian collusion and, you know, Stormy Daniels and all the other kind of things that are swirling around this White House. And I think really what the rest of the country is thinking and the people outside of New York and L.A. are, okay, that stuff's all going on. But meanwhile, boy, my life is getting better. And
exactly,
why would I want to change this?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing actually to happen Bill, and you and I have talked about this, is that wages start to go up. Mm-hmm. And I saw some interesting data, you know, and the Pelosi-Schumer talking line is, well, this economy is just for rich people. And everybody knows that's not true, mm-hmm. that we have record unemployment for blacks and Hispanics and, you know, that wages are going up finally.
But, and they actually open up their wallet and they see more cash there. So it's kind of hard to deny that, right?
No, but, you know, don't argue with, let's not argue with facts because, you know, it's emotion that much more sways the populace, I guess.
Right,
not
right,
true.
Right.
But, you know, what's going to, the next tick in terms of economic activity will be that wages start to go up more rapidly. And that will lead to higher inflation for sure and higher interest rates probably. But it's also going to be awfully good news for people who haven't had a pay hike for, you know, 10 years.
And I also see, Liz, upgrades in jobs.
Yeah,
you know, that job that people have not been happy with, all of a sudden they're going to find better jobs for themselves and their family. So we're going to look for, you know, the labor force upgrading along, you know, this process as it continues to grow.
I think that's totally true, and I think that process does not show up in the average wage numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, there's no way to calculate that, right? I mean, if a lot of think about sort of the vast overall average numbers, if a lot of untrained people are getting jobs for the first time, which is true, we see felons and people with disabilities and people without high school degrees. All those people are getting jobs now because the market's so hot for jobs. Those people are going to be coming in at the lowest possible wage.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's how it works. And
right.
So your comment is totally true. The people who did have those jobs have moved up into something paying better. But I saw a report out from some group that tracks actual salary offers in a host of different occupations, like truck drivers and managers of various, you know, managers of supermarkets, things like that. And those numbers were up like 7%. So,
wow. No, that's good.
You know, we'll see how this all translates. But what now it's translating, there's a thing called Consumer Comfort Index that Bloomberg puts out. That just ticked up again. It's close to a 49-year high or something. I mean, all these things, people are just feeling very good about their situation.
Exactly. Well, you're there in New York. What's your read with Ocasio-Cortez and the Dems going socialist? You know, this is a death knell for them.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, I think what they're looking at is, as we all know, the midterms are all about who shows up. And typically in these off-year elections, non-presidential election years, it is your base that shows up to vote. And I think what Democrats are desperate for is something to get people to the polls and to retake these House seats. Now, I think you and I would agree in the Senate that's not going to help at all because the people, there are too many senators, Democrat senators in right-leaning states that went for Donald Trump. They are certainly not going to be swayed, voters in those states, by a socialist candidate. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
But across the country, in a lot of districts, I think that the idea is just trying to get the enthusiasm up because, you know, I think what Chuck Schumer is aware of is that all the Democrats have been running on really has been anti-Trump fever. And when that begins to diminish a little bit, and, you know, certainly the border thing with the separation of families kind of ginned it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But if he continues to deliver, like today there was the announcement about North Korea handing back these, was it 55 Korean War veterans.
Right.
You know, if he begins to, if he continues to score wins that are just undeniable, that's a win. My view is the EU summit was a win. You know, it's pretty just darn hard for them to sort of discredit. They may hate the man, but it's pretty hard to discredit the accomplishments.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you've got the meeting with EU yesterday,
yeah.
And it looks like, you know, we've got a little bit of a detente taking place there regarding trade. As Trump has been insisting, and you and I have, you know, I think we've been on the same page as this, on this as well, is that it's going to take some time. And, you know, don't freak out. This is business. This is how we negotiate things. But the media has demonstrated their lack of intelligence on this whole deal. I mean, they're not business people. You know, what do they know, right?
Well, look, I mean, they hate Donald Trump. They hate everything about him, including the fact that he never, ever avoids an opportunity to call them out for fake news, which is probably not smart because it just gins up their anger even more.
Right.
But the truth is they will not report on the successes. They only focus on the negatives. And I think Americans are just smarter than that.
Yeah, they're figuring it out.
We got
to go to break. More from Liz Peek right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Who has the only raw, living, whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab-tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA-registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Oh, for you to hold me, my soul sings. Oh, for you, my holy, my feet is. Do you hear the every beat is calling out your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
America's Fresh and Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the contributor to The Hill. Liz, you captured the president's tweet saying, our country is doing great. Best financial numbers on the planet. Great to have USA winning again.
Again, I think that people really are responding to that message. The most amazing thing that's happened, actually, politically, in my view, is that the Republican support for Donald Trump is absolutely unwavering. And Democrats just can't understand it. They are offended by it. But what they are really doing is contributing to that by the incessant attacks on the president because, you know, people are just getting their backs up. The New York Times, I'm finding, by the way, Bill, that one of my competitive advantages is actually reading the New York Times because nobody else does.
Right.
And last week they had 2 days back-to-back with front-page articles where the reporter had gone out to the Midwest, Ohio in one case, and toured a factory and just could not understand the enthusiastic support for President Trump. And it really was just sort of funny, you know. I mean, it was sort of like, how can you like this man? And the people were going, well, you know, he's done some things that are kind of wacky, but hey, my life is better. And
exactly.
That is something that I wrote a kind of tongue-in-cheek article for Fox this week about how Chuck Schumer's just got to be having a heart attack because that they know that. They know it's all about the family kitchen table conversation about how you're going to pay the bills, college tuition, et cetera. Now, my view is Democrats really need to focus on health care because that is an ongoing sore point. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing top concern for families across America. And let's face it, Republicans haven't really, I'm not sure where some of their proposals stand. For example, I think something that's very positive is this group, the opportunity to buy group alliance insurance where you can band together.
Exactly.
You're an auto dealer.
Right.
You can get together with Auto Dealers of America and buy your own insurance. The idea that you don't have to have Obamacare, I think, is a winning idea, but you have to provide people with something equally good or better. And I think the administration has some ideas about doing that. I'm not sure we're rolling it out or that the GOP is rolling it out as forcefully as they need to. And if I were Democrats, I'd be focused on that because that's worrisome to people,
right,
for sure.
And to your point, Liz, you know, we need the Democrats, you know, to get healthy and to start offering ideas as opposed to all this obstructionism they've been doing. But the problem is if they did come up with an idea, that means they might have to do their job and do something that's been out of character for them for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think that they're presenting themselves well, and I think that's a shame because it is a two-party country, and we want, you know, I think a lot of people look back sorrowfully to the era when we actually had Democrats and Republicans working together. But then, you know, the reality is Trump is a disruptor, and he finds adversity or opposition from his own party legislators too, right? I mean, if
right.
He's gone after almost every institution we can think of. And I think a lot of people, including myself, and I'm pretty educated on these matters, I think a lot of this stuff needs reform. I think there's so much complacency about the way we've been doing things. For example, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, is one of those sort of monolithic, huge organizations, has 164 member countries. It's a mess. And the truth is the president is completely right to call out the WTO for failing in its job. Its job is to police world trade, make sure everybody is on a level playing field, excuse the cliche.
Yes, right.
And they have been unable to do it because when it was set up and then when China came in 2001, they never redid their rule book to make sure that the growing presence of, for example, the state-owned enterprises in China, the big quasi-public industry companies that the government backs, were reined in. And so, you know, theoretically, the WTO is supposed to prohibit state subsidies of exports. That's one of their jobs. But they really didn't take into account, they never rewrote the rule book to take into account the Chinese economy and how it had shifted. So that's the kind of thing that the administration is working on very hard. And you never hear this reported. So that's why I wrote about it in The Hill, and it got no attention at all because people don't really want to know the details. But that is the kind of thing that Trump is totally right about. I mean,
because it all contributes to jobs.
Completely. It is important to the United States because I do think it's fair to say, and I think Americans get this totally, that for decades, really since World War II, the U.S. has taken on a great deal of the world's burdens. And that is great. You know, we deserve accolades for funding NATO and funding the U.N. and so forth. But guess what, folks? We shouldn't be doing that anymore.
No, you know, exactly.
Germany is a very good place to start, where a country that really seems to have shirked its responsibilities, and I'm delighted that Donald Trump has called them out for that.
And European leaders are delighted, too. You know, the NATO leaders, did you see them? They were like, they're going, God, we saw that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, but we couldn't point it out. But thank God Donald Trump comes in and points it out, calls Angela Merkel on her stuff and the deal with the, the pipeline to Russia. It's like, wait a minute, you're not even supporting your own allies? You're going to support Russia, which we are sanctioning? How does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. And there is just mass hypocrisy for the people on the left who call Angela Merkel, and this has gone on since Trump was elected, the defender of the free world. She is now the token defender of liberal values, what do they call it, the rules-based world order or whatever. Angela Merkel is just as self-interested and just as Germany first as Donald Trump is America first.
Exactly.
And the Nord Stream pipeline, it was a great idea to go after on that because not only does it show up the hypocrisy of claiming that the U.S. is getting too close to Russia, hello, you are putting your economy in the hands of Russia.
Exactly.
But it also points out the hypocrisy on this Paris Climate Accord, which, you know, if there's one thing that liberals worldwide hate Donald Trump for, it's the fact that we got out of that accord. Well, guess what? Not a single country in Europe is meeting their obligations under the Paris Climate Agreement. And nobody talks about that. It's like a dirty secret. The only country, the only large developed country where emissions are going down, guess what? The United States.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, like he said, it's not going to stop us from doing the right thing. We're going to continue. We're just not going to carry you along and have it be done at our expense after everything else that we're doing. You know, talking about what you'd said earlier in terms of the frustration of those on the left is look at the polls right after the Helsinki summit. You know, these people are freaking out. I mean, 90% of the media was anti-Trump, and they're thinking, oh, we got him now. We made him look bad because of he and Putin and this whole fiasco that went on, and his ratings actually went up.
They had to just be frothing at the mouth.
Exactly.
And frankly, I was stunned. I'm sure you were too.
A little bit, frankly.
Wall Street Journal poll started being taken the day before the summit, but it went right through that very rancorous period. And it edged up a little bit. And most, and Gallup too had a poll that came out. It showed really, I think, the president is highest polling since his presidency began. Again, what do we take home from that? It's the economy, stupid. And
exactly.
Guess what? That is the bottom line.
Well, the thing is interesting. The Wall Street Journal, in partnership with NBC, and I'm sure the NBC executives are going, can't we put our thumb on the scale a bit? We already are putting our thumb on the scale.
Exactly. Look, it's very hard. The Democrats are floundering around. Steny Hoyer, number two Democrat in the House, came up with yet another economic plan to try and steal some of this thunder from Trump. And, you know, I almost feel sorry for him. It's an 8-year-old agenda that they kind of brushed up and republished. And literally everything in it has been preempted by President Trump.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Liz. As always, we appreciate you being with us. Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea's returned the remains of dozens of American soldiers killed in the Korean War. The White House says a U.S. Air Force plane carrying the remains, accompanied by U.N. service members and technical experts from the POW-MIA accounting agency, arrived at a South Korean air base today, and a formal repatriation ceremony is scheduled for the 1st of August.
Well, I've apologized a lot. It's been 2 months.
In her first TV appearance since ABC cancels her show over a tweet deemed racist that she sends about Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, Roseanne Barr says it was supposed to be purely political.
That is a tweet about asking for accountability from the previous administration about the Iran deal, which Valerie Jarrett is the author of.
That from Hannity on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Let me tell you, you know, speaking French and Russian these days is very dangerous kind of thing, but leave it to me. I can make that happen. Thank you so much for being with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on. As always, hey, let's talk about North Korea for just a bit before we talk about Kavanaugh. A lot of good signs here. I mean, last week, or I should say earlier this week, you know, Democrats going, okay, what's North Korea doing? What are they doing? And then, of course, we start seeing, you know, some satellite views that they may already be dismantling, you know, one of the key nuclear facilities that have been up there. And then also today we get news that North Korea returns the remains of American war dead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that they're playing it two different ways with us. You know, they're trying to make it look like they're, you know, conceding a little bit of ground here. But at the same time, you know, they're going to do things behind the scenes. It's just like, you know, or they're just like Iran.
Yeah, well, you know, we can be hopeful. And here we are. We're doing this dance again. But when you start seeing, you know, some dismantling of equipment and, you know, nuclear equipment, you think, okay, well, this is a good sign. You know, the congressmen were saying, hey, we're not seeing anything. What's concrete? Look, we just started meeting with them. You know, it wasn't that long ago. We had bombs bursting in air here. You know, we had, you know, missiles going over, you know, overhead of our allies in Japan. There hasn't been any missile firing in here, what, 9-10 months? And, you know, but that's not enough. It is, because again, the rancor towards President Trump and his administration, the Democrats are beside themselves, and suddenly they want to hold, you know, the leader of the free world accountable. And where were they in the previous 8 years?
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. It doesn't matter what President Trump does, they're going to criticize him. Mm-hmm. If he is making progress with North Korea, they'll say that he's appeasing them and he's giving in. If you know, he's talking tough towards North Korea and they take some, you know, negative action, then they'll say that President Trump is reckless and, you know, endangering things.
Right. Can't win. He's ruining the opportunity. We could have been, you know, we could have been at peace with North Korea, unified the Korean Peninsula, but because of his mean tweets in the middle of the night, you know, he's dismantled everything. But, you know, I think we got a couple of good signs here. And, you know, to have the remains of 200 POWs from North Korea, you know, call it a gesture, call it what you want. These are, in the vernacular of business, we call buying signals. These are positive signals. You know, I'll accept it for what it is right now. But, you know, as you suggest, I mean, yes, we need to remain vigilant and cautious.
Yeah, I mean, we are making progress with North Korea, and we're making more progress than Obama ever made.
Mm-hmm.
But don't expect, you know, the critics of Trump to acknowledge that.
Well, of course, and, you know, getting to Judge Kavanaugh, where are we here? Last report, not one Democrat has met with the judge?
That's what I'm hearing. This is not looking good. It's going to be really tough, and I can understand why, because he's going to change the tilt of the court from balance between the conservatives and the Democrats to conservative majority.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they expect is going to happen? I mean, you know, we probably have another, maybe at least another one, maybe two, before, you know, assuming Trump takes, you know, gets another 4 years here, where, you know, it's going to be drawn from this binder, you know, and not to be confused with the Mitt Romney binder, but this binder of, you know, selected, you know, judges that he's going to draw from. They're all going to be originalist. I mean, based on, you know, the information I've received anyway. So, and Kavanaugh, I mean, wow. I mean, he has an impressive background. I mean, even to the point that you've got, Justice Kagan hiring him at Harvard. And, you know, and, you know, Harry Reid, you know, Chuck Schumer, I'm sure, looked over it and said, did you do that? You know, why did you do that?
Well, what I think is going to be fascinating is it's pretty much certain it's going to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg who resigns next because she's in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another 6 years on the court, I don't see it happening. She has poor health.
Yes.
So President Trump is going to try to replace a liberal on the court with a conservative.
Yeah, and you know, then you think we got squealing now, it is really going to go on overdrive in the next one. So I don't know, you know, the Democrats are doing what they can, you know, to fight their fight. And it's going to just come down to, again, a movement by Mitch McConnell to say, okay, we're just going to go with the majority and that's it. But meanwhile, you know, we've got to make sure that every senator, every Republican senator is on the party line, right?
Yeah. We can't afford to lose one Republican because there's a good chance McCain won't be voting. So we're down one. And so they can get every single other Republican senator to vote. They will make it.
Well, of course, if it goes beyond the midterm, and let's say this, you know, Republicans pick up another, you know, 4 or 6 seats, it's a fait accompli at that point, is it not?
I would think so, because there's there's only, you know, a couple of these moderate Republicans that are implying they might hold out, probably. But, you know, what I think is Mitch McConnell in the past has really strong-armed the Republicans to agree when it comes to judges. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do it again.
Right. Yeah, so you think this happens before the midterm?
Well, yeah, I hear that they're trying to do it before the midterm.
Right, which would make sense because we've got the when's the next session of the Supreme Court? Was it October?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've got it. I mean, they've got a bit of a deadline here to make sure that
they
that's.
They want to have them on the court by the time that session starts. I have heard
right.
that.
Right. And so, you know, we've heard anywhere 60, 90 days, but it's probably going to be more towards 90, especially with the Democrats not meeting with them. And, of course, their initial complaint was, well, we've got there's lots of things to look at. I mean, he has judged on 300 cases. We need to look at all 300 cases and do our due diligence. Right. I mean, seemingly as if they're doing the people's best work. And, of course, here, you know, these are the same people that didn't even read Obamacare. The 2,800 pages of Obamacare, and you know they're claiming that they've got to read these 300 decisions, right? It's like you guys couldn't even read Obamacare. Now you're going to read the decisions here. All of a sudden, you're going to claim some sort of you know due diligence and as being a senator. How do you get away with that?
You know, not to go off on a tangent, but I don't know if you've ever heard of the book The Imperial Congress.
Yes.
Absolutely terrifying how Congress passes these bills and doesn't bother to read them. It happens all the time.
Exactly. Well, and this is what, you know, we the people need to wake up to and realize the way our, and I think that they, you know, we the people are waking up, Rachel. This is why we have Donald Trump in place right now. We knew he was going to come to the Beltway and disrupt things. You know, he's not beholden to K Street, all the traditions of Washington, D.C., and he just looks at things from a practical standpoint. Says, this doesn't make sense. I don't care if you want to talk about the WTO and fair trade and free trade, what's going on. And now, you know, the European Union is saying, wait a minute, we can talk about that. NATO, which wasn't paying their bills, you know, and they're saying, hey, we'll get to that 2% in 2030. He goes, no, like right now. And oh, by the way, with all the threats that are circulating around you guys here, we probably got to look at 4%. And so then he heads out to London from there. And, of course, after everything was said and done and the hoopla and the, oh, my goodness, you know, he's gone Russian on us and everything at Helsinki, his ratings continue to move up.
Yeah, it's phenomenal what he's accomplished. But his detractors just want to focus on, you know, the 2% of his tweets that, you know, might be a little politically incorrect and just say he's just such a dangerous, reckless president and he's so irresponsible and how can you support somebody like this who's had to have affairs on his wife? Oh, yeah, you guys were the ones who were defending Clinton when he was having affairs.
Exactly. Rachel Alexander. Thank you, Rachel.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information
information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
Just no room for lukewarmness, is there? You got to be all in 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez. You know, many of you, you've heard me talk about my involvement with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, you know, the foundation that is helping veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Something like 22 vets committing suicide every day. I don't know how that, I mean, that just overwhelms me to think of the pain and suffering that the men and women, after all that they've done in dedicating their lives and in carving out a part of their lives to defend freedom on our behalf, that they're having to deal with this. It breaks my heart, I got to tell you. You know, we've been working now with over 110 veteran service facilities across the U.S. We've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. These MP3 players have music, they have books on tape, and we are getting, you know, information, anecdotal information back that this is really helping. And we knew it would. Research said that this would be a positive thing in helping our vets. And the fact of the matter is the program has grown so fast that we need help. And we're coming to you asking for donations. Whatever you can do. You can go to my website, BillMartinezLive.com. The upper right-hand corner, you see dog tags there. You can click on the donate button. Or go to SongsAndStoriesForSoldiers.us, and you can donate there as well. Just to give you an idea, $10. $10 is all. And that will buy one MP3 player that will hopefully save a veteran's life. Can you do that? I'd appreciate it. Either BillMartinezLive.com or SongsAndStoriesForSoldiers.us. Any donation, whatever is on your heart, whatever God puts on your heart, I'll tell you, thank you. And thank you for everybody else who has already contributed. It is awesome as we continue to move into the next phase of this program to save a vet. thank you for being with us. Right now, Robin Chambers joins us. Good to have her back. Robin is in charge at Focus of the Family, and not with Focus of the Family at the greater concept, because that would be Jim Daly, but she is in charge of the Option Ultrasound Program and part of Focus's Sanctity of Life team. Robin, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and it's so great to be back with you.
Well, good to have you here and giving us an update on what is going on. I mean, right now we got Judge Kavanaugh, which is in the focus as the next Supreme Court justice. He's being nominated. Democrats having a hard time. And, of course, before he was even announced, people on the left were already getting their placards ready and associating Judge Kavanaugh with, with the abortion issue. And here you are with your experience in dealing with pro-life versus pro-abortion in our culture. Give us an update, because I'm hearing in a lot of fronts that things are moving in a positive way, that America, because of, 60 million babies that have already, have already suffered the consequence of a pro-abortion culture, that they're starting to take in this information and saying, wait, maybe there's a mistake here. Maybe we're missing something. What's your evaluation?
That's such an interesting question. We were having this conversation on our team the other day, and one of the things that has been so impactful for me is to see the number of young people that are getting involved. Focus on the Family has summer interns every year that come in. And I've had the opportunity to talk with a lot of those young people, and they're getting that. They're getting that same sense that you said, hey, maybe we're not getting the whole story, and can you talk us through, what that looks like? And we've had some great discussions on the value of every human life, the dignity of every human life. And I think it starts with a heart issue. It starts with the education. And we can't be silent on this anymore. This is something that we have to speak out on. And it's getting involved. It's not sitting on the sidelines. It really is getting involved and putting kind of feet to, that fire, that passion that we have to stand up for life. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually really excited. For the first time in a long time, I see a tide turning, and I think it's because of our young people.
Well, the information coming back from mothers, would-be mothers, who have participated in an abortion, they're coming back with their stories and saying, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, if it's just, just a bunch of tissue, why is my heart broken? Why am I remembering this child that I was told wasn't a child, that was just, some unnecessary tissue here that could be eliminated from my body? Why is my heart broken over this? And not only the would-be mothers, but we're also starting to have, Robin, would-be fathers that are realizing, I participated in the murder of my child. What kind of man am I? And I mean, the hearts that are crushing over the reality of Roe v. Wade, the consequences of this decision by the Supreme Court, is emotionally being felt. It is still a little bit of a silent cry because, Robin, as you know, this is a very personal thing. And, when I talk to people about it, it is in very, you just have this sense of reverence that you're on hallowed ground because you are dealing with somebody's heart. It's almost like you're going through open heart surgery while the patient is alive right across the table from you as they're pouring out their heart on what they've experienced and this big lie that has been thrust upon society. And again, the same wedge issue that, got it through back in the early 70s that, let's focus on these, these alley coat hanger operations, and let's talk about these exceptions in the case of a woman's viability, the child's viability, rape, incest, this sort of thing. Let's focus on that, which we have enough information to indicate to us that that represents, what, maybe 1% of the abortions? So 98, 99% of the abortions today are because, oops, I hooked up with the wrong guy, or it's not convenient right now, I'm still in college, or, oh man, you know, I really wanted a son, and you told me it was a daughter, out of here. And for all the other reasons that people justify at that moment, but later on, you know, as they mature and realize and stop and go, what have I done?
You know, I think that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about our Option Ultrasound program. Ultrasound is a tool that we can use to help educate those young women and those fathers that that is not just that's not just tissue. That is a baby made in God's image. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we need to do is be really careful that we're educating and giving women all of the information they need to make the decision that's best for them and the best decision for the baby. And we know that's life.
Right.
We know that that's what we're so passionate about. But I also want to say on the other side of that, those young women and men didn't have all of the information when they made that decision that they're now regretting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we have to be so careful about doing is making them feel terrible about a horrible decision, a right. place of fear where they were when they made that decision, because there is grace and there's mercy. Our Savior died on the cross for that. And so we have to be really careful to weigh that, mm-hmm. of giving them that information, helping them make that decision for life. But then saying, you know what, I'm so sorry that you were faced with that decision. Maybe it's because there wasn't support. Maybe they didn't feel like there was anyone who would go through that pregnancy with them. Mm. Father, the baby panicked, or if something happened and he wasn't able to be a part of their life. But you know what, the church can be.
Right.
The person across the cubicle from her can be. The people going to high school or going into their college classes. You can be involved, and that's what makes the difference in that young woman's life, is that
exactly.
there are people who are willing to come alongside mm-hmm. and care for her and that baby and let her know there's support, there's freedom, there's redemption in this baby's life.
Yeah,
so we have to be really careful, I think, in helping her make the best mm-hmm. decision for her. And again, like I said, we know that that best decision is life.
Yeah, and I appreciate you putting that in the perspective through the eyes of God's grace and mercy that He's extended to each one of us, and I hope that that's the heart and the way people are receiving what we're talking about, is that we have so much information today. Also, the encouragement and focus in the family has really led the way in promoting adoption. You know, more adoptions are happening as a result, because there are many families out there that cannot have kids. They would love to have and raise a child. And this is a positive alternative and a growing alternative as well. But, the fact of the matter is, just like in Germany, the German people bought into a big lie, and millions of people died as a result of that. And America is no different. You know, the people of America bought into a big lie, this lie of abortion, and we have been part and parcel of this abortion industry. But it's not too late. We can do something about it. We don't need to continue to denigrate that which has been made in the image of God, that we sell baby parts and, do the things that the pro-abortion industry has thrust upon our culture. And as you say, people are becoming smarter with, added information, technology today as a result, and we're making better educated decisions. And again, Robin, I cannot thank you and your team enough for all that you're doing, for the cause of truth and for the cause of life, because God made it real clear that we are at that intersection of life and death. But He tells us also that life is the best choice, right?
Absolutely. Agree with it. And thanks so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, great. Robin Chambers, Focus on the Families. She's part of their Sanctity of Life team. And also, as we mentioned earlier, she's in charge of the Option Ultrasound program, which is just absolutely brilliant in what they've been doing. Robin, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate.